WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than one half of 1% of the eligible voters in the Bryan School District participated in the first week of the district's special election. There are more than 49,000 registered in Bryan ISD. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says through Saturday, 183 went to Arena Hall. The Bryan School Board wants to raise the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to access more state funding. We'll hear more from School Board Vice President Mark McCall later this morning on the Infomaniacs. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30. Arena Hall, which is the only location for early voting, is off Tabor Road west of the freeway near Bonham Elementary School. Brazos County Commissioners got an earful at their last meeting about changing plans to widen Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch.
Four people who live in and around the Nantucket subdivision say their safety and quality of life are threatened by not dropping the idea of a center turning lane on Arrington and creating a four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street in and out of the new Margrave subdivision where 1,000 homes are planned to be built. After the meeting, County Judge Joanne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized.
I know they're unhappy with us and they don't like the alignment, and I'm not saying that it's going to be that way or not, but we'll have some more discussions about it. But there's a lot more involved than just, you know, we just don't want people going through because we're not going to stop people from going through there.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
We came here because we looked for a particular quality of life, and we've been very fortunate to enjoy that. It doesn't mean we're completely giving it up or that we should have to move. But it's that we have to acknowledge that growth is here, and how can we best handle that growth?
Commissioners have not taken action on an interlocal agreement that's been approved by the College Station City Council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The weekend did not start well for the owners of 15 vehicles in College Station. Last Friday morning, police received reports of vehicle burglaries where forced entry was made in most of the incidents. No guns were taken, but the losses included backpacks, wallets, and electronics. 11 of the 15 vehicles were parked at a location which CSPD identified only as along Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. Three of the other vehicles were along Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welburn and Welsh. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and parts of Leon counties, thanked the president for his swift action to sign a law that includes his bill to deliver targeted tax relief to the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. When asked to respond to critics about relief assistance in Puerto Rico, Brady says the island had other challenges before the hurricane was hit.
I know this administration's all in, and so is Congress to help them.
Brady says a variety of federal regulations have been waived to assist the relief effort in Puerto Rico. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sovac City would like to invite you to stop by our shop and try out one of the new Miele vacuums and see why Miele is ranked number one by many leading magazines for cleaning ability, filtration, and dependability. They make vacuuming easy and enjoyable because they're simple and reliable. Miele vacuums have adjustable power so you can clean every type of flooring with ease. Stop by Sovac City today and take a Miele vacuum for a test drive. Sovac City, where you can always try it before you buy it. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some sunshine today. It'll warm us up to about 85 to 90 degrees. As the day goes on, we may see a shower or a thunderstorm. Clouds night, there's the chance for a shower or storm. Overnight lows are going to be 70 to 75. Clouds for tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon highs 85 to 90 degrees. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, we're 70 to 75. More showers and thunderstorms possible Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking to Aggie football's big win Saturday night. Kevin Sumlin had some good things to say about the 12th man.
I just want to thank our fans. The third and fourth quarter, I thought our fans impacted the football game.
Hear a little bit more from Coach Kevin Sumlin coming up in just a little bit. Of course, we'll talk about some Friday Night Light scores. And also, Gene Stallings reportedly back in the hospital. So we'll talk about that. It's back in the hospital for what they believe to be a heart attack. The Paris News is reporting this from yesterday. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, as well as NFL yesterday. All that more coming up in sports.
Congratulations to the fans who stayed after there was no water.
I know, right?
No water.
That's
what is
nuts.
That? How does that happen?
I mean, I went to the bathroom in the press box and I came out and I said, I told somebody, I go, the water in the women's bathroom, they go, it's the whole stadium. And I said, oh, okay.
Well, so I'm glad
you guys are on it.
Yeah.
I thought Chelsea might have broke the spigot or something. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you mentioned it to them so they could tell everybody else.
Yeah, I think they were on their way. Oh, no, well, oh, I know. Oh. I think they were on their way.
Oh, you were the first one in the stadium to know that.
No, I don't think. Well, according to all three toilets in the women's restroom, no, I was not the first person to know.
Oh, gross.
Now, see, I mean, there's no reason to go into a lot of detail.
It wasn't
this,
bad, but it just they hadn't been flushed.
But guys are really bad about that.
Yeah.
And it's not so much anymore, but it used to be we had a couple of people up here who dipped.
Oh, yeah.
Or do.
And
or,
put it in the toilet.
Or the urinal, usually.
Yeah, oh.
And then how do you not flush that?
Yeah, you know.
How do you not hit the handle?
I don't
want to
talk
that?
About our work bathroom.
It's, yeah.
It's early and yeah, it's gross.
It's better than putting it's better than putting your dip in the water fountain.
Ooh,
we had that too.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that. I've seen that maybe not here, but I've seen
that
other
just
places.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Like it's not going to go down
but
that little drain.
But there's water there, so yeah.
Right. Okay. Oh.
My roommates in college dipped, and man, I just it's a disgusting habit. If you're doing it, try and stop. If you haven't started doing it, don't do it.
Yeah, and you can't vape snuff, you know, or you know, chewing tobacco.
Yeah,
you can't do that. So, the Florida Elementary School has return toilet paper to its bathrooms, speaking of, after parents told Action News Jax a story about the schools doing this. Action News Jax, I guess, is some newspaper or something.
Okay.
It's George Woodson Elementary School in Jacksonville, Florida, had been refusing to put toilet paper in the stalls there. Instead, their parents told this news outlet that teachers at the Magnolia Gardens Neighborhood School, were handing out wads of toilet paper to individual students as needed.
Oh.
Really?
Half an hour after they aired the story, then clearly the spokesperson for the public schools came out and said, no, never mind, we're returning the toilet paper to the bathroom.
But they have a toilet paper fiend? Is that what happened? Somebody was just taking all of it out?
Right.
Yeah. He said the practice of not keeping a toilet paper in school restrooms as a result of misuse or waste is no longer encouraged by the school district. We will continue to communicate this to our schools to ensure a consistency district-wide. Well, maybe they had a problem campus. I mean,
But I've never heard of the teachers and the administration withholding toilet paper from the prospective students. I assume they just gave them the roll, right? Because how are you supposed to say,
sure,
I need exactly this much?
Well, or that they were expected that was part of their job description. You know, I'm just saying, and clearly there must have been something that had been going on for a while and widespread for them to take such a radical action is to do that. But, I mean, really? Echo chamber. Decisions in an echo chamber. Hey, this is a good idea. Why don't we have the teachers hand out wads of toilet paper to the kids? That'll solve the problem, won't it? Yeah, sure.
Info?
Mation.
And, you know, go ahead.
I'm just saying, Scott, it's kind of crappy of them.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. I'm not doing the drum for that.
Oh, okay, come on.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. But, I mean, were they spreading it in the hallways? Were they throwing it at one another?
I hope it was two-ply.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so, hey, public school, I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
Toyota trucks like the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere. They can take you here to your favorite swimming spot.
Woo! Cannonball!
Or over here, ripping through sand dunes.
Cut it out!
They can even take you all the way to your favorite, most secluded campsites.
Regardless of what's in your way.
But even though the Tundra and Tacoma can take you pretty much anywhere, on game day, they'll be taking you to one place and one place only. The tailgate party.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Tundra Double Cab Special Edition for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10-217.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. In case you don't know, a gunman opened fire at the Mandalay Bay Casino in Las Vegas last night. The incident took place during the final performance of the three-day Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. Jason Aldean was on stage.
Mm-hmm.
At least 50 people are dead and 200 are injured. Somebody opened automatic weapon fire.
Yeah, and we have everything that AP is putting out is going to be on our website at WTAW.com, so you can keep up with any AP updates and any information that we get from them through our website at WTAW.com.
Las Vegas PD said the suspect is down, their words. Okay. All right, so here we go. It's Name Your Car Day.
There you go.
Okay.
I've never done that. I've just never really interacted with my vehicle in that way.
So. You never showed it the kind of love and tender care it needed.
Not at all. Well, no, it does fine. It does okay, you know, until it doesn't. And then, you know, then it's an annoyance. But no, calling it, naming it something and then patting the steering wheel and going, you know, nice job, whatever.
Right.
Nonetheless. International Day of Nonviolence.
Oh.
Okay. Mm, unless you want to bang on the dashboard of your car when it does you wrong, right? World Day of Bullying Prevention. It is also World Architecture Day. We like architecture.
We do.
Let's see. It's National Custodial Workers Day. All right. And, National Fried Scallops Day.
Scallops?
Yeah.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, it was. And world,
or is that like scallops, but not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scallops,
I'd say it's scallops.
Well, okay. I like them seared.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Not so much fried.
Yeah.
Barbecue.
They're too good of a, like piece of seafood to fry
that's
them.
That's right. One of the few things, I don't know that, I you know, it's one of the few things I don't know that putting salsa on it would make it better. I'm not sure. Well, yeah, because you can put salsa on
most
anything.
So you just don't like them at all.
Well, not much. No, you're right. And it's also World Farm Day. All right. And, oh, well, let's see. Oh, don't forget, the new month started, so it's Shelter Animal Month. Okay, that's a good one.
Oh, there you go.
Class Reunion Month in October. Okay.
Okay.
Eat Better, Eat Together Month, Go Hog Wild Month.
What does that encompass?
Yeah, no kidding. It's Go Nuts Over Texas Peanuts Month.
Okay. Texas Peanuts.
Very specific.
Yes, they are. National Chili Month, National Book Month, National Dental Hygiene Month, National Cookie Month, National Popcorn Poppin' Month.
And be sure to floss.
Yes.
After all that popcorn.
That's right. And finally, maybe most importantly, Zombie Preparedness Month.
Yes. Oh, always be prepared. It doesn't have to be just one month. Always be prepared.
You never know. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Paul Tudor Jr. is turning 43. Now, he was on American Chopper. I don't know if anybody... Did you ever watch that show? Chelsea, I guess, watched it?
I did, yeah.
So it was a pretty good
show. Paul Jr.
Yeah, Paul Jr., but he's turning 43 today. Tiffany is turning 46. She's like Cher, but just with one name.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a pop star in the 80s, of course. Uh-huh. So there you go. Kelly Ripa turning 47.
Oh,
all right.
Live with Kelly and Ryan. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they finally stuck. I guess right now Ryan Seacrest is getting along with her just fine.
Yep.
Freddie Jackson turning 61 today. Mm-hmm. Of course, 1985, You Are My Lady.
Yeah.
Philip Oakey turning 62. Don't You Want Me?
Yep.
Back in 1981.
Okay.
Lorraine Bracco, I believe I'm pronouncing the last name right, is 63. She's been in a lot of stuff. She was the doctor, Tony Soprano's psychiatrist on The Sopranos.
Bracco.
Yeah, okay. Her too. Mm-hmm. And she was also Karen Hill. She played Ray Liotta's wife in Goodfellas.
She did.
So she's been in a lot of gangster movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Sting is turning 66 today.
Wow.
So I knew a girl who was obsessed with Sting.
Okay.
She was my age,
okay,
and she loves Sting and the Police. So, and Don McLean is turning 72 today. American Pie. Bye-bye, Miss American
Pie.
That's
the one. You know, it's the story of the plane crash, apparently.
Yeah, Buddy Holly.
Yep, it's it. Avery Brooks, you may have seen him on Star Trek DS9, is 69. And, well, that's it.
Yeah, there's really not many birthdays today,
okay,
Scott.
Well, that's
I can go who's on my Facebook if you want.
No. Oh, my gosh.
We'll let it slide for
okay.
621.
Right.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So American football fans are not putting up with the disgusting behavior by hundreds of NFL players who are disrespecting the American flag, and now it's being reflected in ticket sales. Yep, according to the Washington Examiner, their reports, ticket sales for one NFL ticket reseller dropped 17.9% last week compared to the previous week. And to top all that off, the Daily Caller is reporting that the NFL's brand favorability dropped to the lowest point since the Morning Consult had started keeping track, dropping from 30% on September the 21st to 17% 1 week later. Maybe it's time for the NFL to enforce their own rules and tell their employees, maybe show a little respect for the flag, the national anthem, and, of course, our brave troops.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, business travel is a game of wins and losses. A reclining seat in front of you, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win, because Upside.com has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number two is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing six-star treatment that you get from Upside's Navigators, their customer service specialists. Now, Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 when you go to Upside.com and use their app, even reaching out so you can avoid a problem before it happens. Go to Upside.com, use the promo code Hannity, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's promo code Hannity for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com just for buying your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, there you go. Good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's like 620. It's nice outside again. 71-ish or something like that. So that's, you know, and it's going to warm up. Sorry, but that's just the way life goes. So,
that happens when the sun rises,
I know.
Scott.
Well, the thing is, though, it's been so cool for a while, we kind of got spoiled.
Yeah, it's starting to feel a little fallish out.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll see how that does. But, Friday night, I guess you did a football game, I guess, Friday night.
Yeah,
huh?
I did a football game outside. On top of a press box. I had to climb up through the attic to get up there.
Where was this?
This was at St. Pius X down in Houston. And okay. Rutter paid a visit in their private school, obviously.
So
and,
this is not the Houston St. Pius. This
no,
is
this
like
is,
another one.
The, no,
this
no,
is
no,
the
no,
biggie,
this is the,
one?
The Houston St. Pius, the one that Gary Kubiak attended.
Okay, cool.
So, but they still have it's a really nice field and everything, a nice stadium and a nice school, but they still have a pretty small press box, and so myself, alongside Jason Cornelius, who does the color with me, we had to climb up through basically almost kind of like a fire escape ladder.
Right.
You had to climb up on top of this press box, and we couldn't sit down. We had to stand up. So, but anyways, at the end of the day, it was really nice. It didn't rain on us, so that
you
was
had
a plus.
To stand up?
I know, right? Isn't that terrible?
So you had your spotting
did work and exercise.
Yeah,
cool.
It was a bad day.
Well, back in the day, long time ago, when I wasn't here, but I'd get to go cover other games. This is when the Aggies were in the Southwest Conference. I came to watch A&M and Arkansas play, and there was no room on the photo deck, and I was having to video it. And so I had to climb up a – there used to be a ladder on the side of the Kyle Field press box.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Gosh. I mean, my knees are weak thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because
right?
I had to carry, of course, the camera in one hand and climb the ladder with the other.
Right.
And looking down to the right, there was nothing between me and the pavement.
Anyway,
shot from the very top of the press box was a little weird.
Luckily, we weren't that high up.
Yeah,
but,
I understand.
It still was a little unnerving climbing up that thing with all the equipment.
The other thing, and that's the deal, when you go to little schools, you never know what you're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to Clip Howard. He can tell you stories about how you have to run like 100 feet of telephone wire to the nearest phone, and then you have to, you know, connect it. And one year we were playing at Cy Fair, and the fog came in under the lights.
Oh, really?
And so we couldn't broadcast from there.
Oh, yeah. So I remember that story.
Broadcast from the sidelines.
So, funny story, when the schools here in town were in the Livingston district, they have an older field, and they have a wooden light posts that are between the stands and the field. So and you had to peek around the poles every now and then to see what was going
back
on.
Back in the day, that's the way it was.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Had to have them big old creosote posts in the ground. All right, so we've seen mug shots of people that are all sorts of different
kinds,
right?
Yeah.
It can be kind of entertaining, right?
Oh, yeah.
North Carolina inmate this week enjoying a bologna sandwich at the moment that they took his picture.
I'm surprised they let him do that.
I know. I was going to say, why would he be eating?
25-year-old Justin Richardson arrested on Saturday on 2 probation violation charges, booked into the Union County Jail, being held in lieu of $4,000 bond, and the picture published during the photo while it was snapped, sure enough, holding up his meal of a sandwich, bologna, on white bread.
Okay.
So there you are. Now, they did have another picture of him, I guess, from a prior arrest, because
mm-hmm.
he is a known individual, since his rap sheet includes...
He was a return customer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Marijuana possession, assault, criminal contempt, breaking and entering.
Nice.
So, all that works up a hunger.
Exactly right. But the deal is, I mean, I guess they felt like it was okay for the moment to have that picture of him, but then they went ahead and got your traditional one in your... jail oranges, as you should.
Well, it was just a regular old photo shoot, wasn't it?
That's it. Happy day right there. He probably put that on his Facebook page.
Yeah,
right?
I might have.
Here I am.
From the Clyburn Gold to major masterpieces, we will hear Russians Unravel, Box Brandenburgs, and an epic season finale with the Texas Tenors in the BVSO's 36 years of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in our 2017-2018 season of Tenors and Titans, sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. Visit BVSO.org or call 696-6100 to order your season tickets now. Opening concert October 22nd with the Clyburn Gold Medalist. You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to ABC Home and Commercial Services, Kelly Bird Dozer, the String and Horn Shop, and Pride Cleaners. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rutter, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW 628. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929. About 90 for a high temperature today. Slight chance of some showers maybe after 1 o'clock. And then we'll have 74 for a low temperature tonight. Tomorrow, looking like a pretty good chance of showers, as a matter of fact, about 60% new rainfall could be between a quarter and a half an inch, and then a 50% chance of rain on Tuesday night. Temps really don't moderate. We're still going to be in the upper 80s through all this. Then a 30% chance of rain on Wednesday, and then the sunshine returns. Lows each night will be right around 70 degrees or so. Right now the winds are out of the east at 3, 90% relative humidity, fair skies, and we've got 71.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Finance Minister Philip Hammond says Britain will continue to lobby the U.S. over a trade dispute with Canadian plane maker Bombardier, but there are limits to what it can achieve. The U.S. slapped a preliminary 220% tariff on Bombardier's C-Series jets, whose wings are made from a plant in Belfast. following a complaint from Boeing. Hammond says UK officials will keep talking to the U.S. government and the Canadian government in order to protect the jobs at Bombardier in Belfast. Economists say Southeast Alaska was hit hard last year by government job losses and a lull in fishing production, but the tourism industry continues to grow. In the private industry, fisheries jobs dropped by more than 10%, and earnings went down by almost twice that amount, making tourism the region's top private industry for the first time ever. Crude oil down 82 cents at $50.85 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are higher after stocks closed higher on Friday. And that's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The lone site for voters in the Bryan School District special election has not seen many people. Brazos County Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reports a turnout of 183 in the first week. That's out of more than 49,000 who are registered. We'll hear more from Bryan School Board Vice President Mark McCall later this morning on the show. This year's BISD budget dropped the property tax rate for paying bonds by 3 cents. The board also based the budget on voters approving increasing the property tax rate by 2 cents for maintenance and operations. That will generate an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million from local property owners. If voters defeat the special question, the board says they'll consider significant budget reductions that result in cuts. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30 at Arena Hall, which is off Tabor Road, west of the freeway near Bonham Elementary School. The day after the College Station City Council approved an interlocal agreement with Brazos County to rebuild Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch, county commissioners heard from opponents.
A four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street going in and out of the new Margrave subdivision, where 1,000 homes are planned to be built.
The realignment will bring our traffic counts to 2,200 on Harper's Ferry. In January 2016, with just Indian Lakes traffic, we had a maximum of 650 vehicles per day. The county engineer promises they will do traffic counts, and if something needs to be done, they will address the issue then. Then we'll be too late. The harm will have been done and the options limited.
Opponents are also against the county dropping the idea of adding a center turn lane on Arrington. After the meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized, but he emphasized there's nothing that can be done about increased traffic going through Nantucket to get to Highway 6.
That traffic can come out of that Margrave track, take a right, go down to Harper's Ferry, and take a left, and still drive through the neighborhood. If that's the convenient way that they want to go out, is to go to the bypass, that's what they'll do even if they don't line up. But then you've got all the problems created that not having a four-way stop might help.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
It's working together, acknowledging that change is happening, that we are a growing area, and trying to make it as good as we possibly can be. Will it be the same? No. It won't be the same for the folks in Nantucket, just as it won't be the same for myself or the folks who live on my street.
County commissioners have not taken action on the interlocal agreement with College Station. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 2 weeks, there is building news from Texas A&M's College of Agriculture. Groundbreaking took place last week on a new plant pathology and microbiology building. The $49 million structure, which will be located between the Horticulture Forest Science Building and the Rosenthal Meat Science and Technology Center, is scheduled to be completed in May of 2019. This follows the opening of the new Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences Building on John Kimbrough. College Station police received 15 vehicle burglary reports in less than 4 hours last Friday morning. 11 of the 15 vehicles were at a location CSPD described only as along Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. Three of the other cases were off Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welsh and Welburn. Forced entry was made to get into 14 of the 15 vehicles. Anything of value was taken, which included wallets, backpacks, and electronics. No guns were reported stolen. Tweets from President Trump during the weekend included his plans for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and part of Leon counties, says Congress and the president are all in when it comes to hurricane relief in Puerto Rico, in light of some criticism about federal efforts.
We moved very quickly to get Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands the same tax breaks that our communities will get, and why the president waived a number of key regulations to speed up international aid and make sure we get the food and water and medicine to them the quickest and in the most affordable way.
Brady says a hurricane relief bill signed by the president last Friday provides targeted tax relief that allows victims to, among other things, dip into retirement funds without penalty and write off more property losses. And a Nevada sheriff says the death toll has climbed to 50 in the attack on a Las Vegas concert last night, making it the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says more than 200 people were wounded at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival on the Strip. Authorities have identified the suspected gunman as Las Vegas resident Stephen Paddock. More at the top of the hour from Fox News. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Hey, there you go, 6:38, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here you go.
Over the next few days, the weather pattern looks to take a turn towards the wetter on us. Today, partial sunshine, 85 to 90. There is the threat of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Clouds night, there could be a shower or storm. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Showers and storms, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Showers, thunderstorms, 85 to 90 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Friday Night Lights scores from Friday night, obviously. High school was in action around the Brazos Valley. Also, Kevin Sumlin with some good things to say about the 12th man following Texas A&M's victory over South Carolina Saturday.
I think that it impacted our opponent and their ability to communicate. You know, I thought our fans were outstanding tonight.
So the noise level was right there at Kyle Field. Coach Sumlin was pretty happy about that. Also, Gene Stallings, of course, former Texas A&M head coach and football player, has been hospitalized from what is believed to be a heart attack. This is according to the Paris News. Of course, Stallings, a Paris, Texas native. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that, as well as the AP College Football Top 25 is out. All that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that probably they can't fall behind this Saturday. Probably would not be a good thing.
No.
The idea of being able to come from behind against those guys is a little bit different.
Bama is on a roll, baby.
Yeah.
They have been just tearing it up. Of course, the rest of the SEC, other than Georgia?
Yeah.
And Auburn, maybe. I guess you could say Auburn, because they gave Clemson, you know, a fight. It was a close game.
Yeah.
But, LSU losing to Troy on homecoming night.
Ooh.
Nobody even knows where Troy is.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I had to ask.
Yeah.
My favorite tweet of the weekend was from Troy University,
and
it said, "Thanks for having us down for homecoming, LSU. We really enjoyed it."
Yeah. Straight savage.
Yeah.
Troy, whatever. Are they the Trojans?
I think
probably so.
Yeah. You would assume,
well, you
but
would
who
assume,
knows?
But it's from Alabama. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah. Is that where they're from, Alabama?
Yeah. Okay. It's somewhere in Alabama.
See, they bust over. They got, you know, $500,000
or
whatever.
No. $985,000.
Okay. $985,000.
But LSU paid them almost $1 million to come beat them.
Yes.
At home.
Yeah.
Did they have, it was like there's an armored truck in between the buses going back.
You know? Oh, man.
But, boy, you talk about the Coach O factor already. That honeymoon's over.
Oh, yeah. A&M fans are suffering too. All right, that they're frustrated, but they ain't Tennessee, and they're not Mississippi State.
Well, that's true.
We're 4-1.
Yeah, I know.
We're 4-1.
Yeah. No, it's all right. As a matter of fact, if they were undefeated, you'd be kind of scared for fear that they might be, you know, reading all those tweets about how good they are.
Right.
But, yeah. we've already had the
got
the
your humble pie
down.
Yeah, there we go.
Got your humble pie early. So as a matter of fact, that worked out.
Hey, I'm just saying, 13-1, national champs. There's still a chance. There's still a chance.
Last time the Aggies lost the first game of the season, they beat Alabama.
Listen, so there to you guys.
Hey, man, just trying to stay positive in a world full of negativity.
That's right. Oh, no, there's nothing wrong
with that.
Drinking
that maroon Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. And, you know, and there are a lot of people who'll be in from Alabama probably on Wednesday because they've got nothing else to do. Well, the rich ones, the poor ones will come in later on. Tickets on this thing are $175, folks.
Right,
that's
face value.
Printed on the ticket.
Yep.
$175.
Mm-hmm. I know a guy who sold his. He actually sold it for under that price.
Did he?
He ended up taking it. Well, he took a hit of like $10, so he still almost made his money back.
Yeah. Well, and he's done, and that's all right.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. So, and I'm sure they'll be checking the water to make sure they don't have that problem.
Or the scoreboard, too. You would think for $500 million you'd be able to fix all that, but I guess not.
Well, you see, Zach, anytime you start a sentence with, you'd think for $500 million, ... and you add anything else in, it's not going to end well.
But shots
nonetheless,
fire.
That's it. So anyhow, we have a little bit more. Chelsea, of course, had this in her news. This is the sheriff from Las Vegas talking about the shooting. And if you don't know, you just joined us. 50 people dead, at least 200 injured. And apparently there's a second suspect involved in this now.
I think it's very important for you to understand that this investigation is going to be long and contracted before we get to the bottom of everything associated with it. But it's one of the things I wanted to update you with is we have located the vehicles that I had put out in the first briefing, and we believe we're confident but not 100% sure we have located the female person of interest. So I want the people to feel confident and calm in that aspect that we've accomplished a lot in a short period of time.
You know, Just stunning to hear the automatic weapons fire.
Oh,
just,
my gosh.
Just a really, yeah. really bad deal.
Well, my best friend is in Vegas right now.
Okay.
And she was there for her birthday this weekend. And I have not talked to her this morning. She's I did get a text message. She's okay. But from last night, I had already gone to sleep. And so I woke up this morning and had also seen some stuff on social media. But they were in another hotel in the area. I mean, obviously, it's all technically in the area, but on the strip. And I think they just and they had to hide. You know, I think it was one of those. They just put everything on lockdown until they could figure out what exactly was going on.
Sure.
And so I can't even imagine, though. Super scary stuff.
I think the last time I stayed there, that's the last time I was in Vegas, I stayed at the Mandalay Bay.
Oh, really?
I did, too. I did, too. Yep.
Like it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so that's... and one of the things people ought to understand is what the city of Las Vegas and the Las Vegas police want people to do is feel secure.
Right.
Because you know that there are a lot of people walking the streets that have cash money in their pockets.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very crowded. I mean, there's a lot of people on the street. So they really do. Of course, any city wants you to feel safe, but they do because tourism is so important. But, man, something like this happened. And clearly we'll find out more. We've just gotten the name of the suspect earlier this morning, and a 53-year-old Las Vegas resident. And so we'll find out more about that. Let's see real quick. Tom Price resigned Friday as the Secretary of Health and Human Services over this whole deal of using $1 million in taxpayer money to charter private jets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably the smartest thing for him to do is to go away.
Yeah, I mean, he's worth $8 million. What are you doing? Come on.
Yeah.
Golly. And Ian Rappaport of NFL.com reports that the president reportedly called Jerry Jones four times, asking him not to let his team kneel during the national anthem last Thursday night.
But, so he called before the game.
Before the game.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And said,
I would imagine the Donald and the Jerry are on
they
speaking
are.
Terms.
Jerry donated $1 million to his inaugural committee.
Really? So, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. So they're tight. I mean, they take each other's phone calls. But anyhow, you know, it was a business decision, as most everything that that Jerry Jones does is. So you can. You know,
he played it. Like a fiddle, man.
Oh, yeah. Because
he said, what can we do that is going to not, it's not going to alienate either side of the fan base.
Right.
And he played it right down the middle.
Basically, he heard you no matter what side of the issue you were on, which is, you know, what a good businessman would do. And just kind of interest, former Vice President Al Gore not going to attend the 25th anniversary party for Bill Clinton's election. He was the vice president.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Guess they're
Did
not.
Did it say why?
Well, no. I guess they're not Facebook buddies, is all we can figure there.
No. Bill must have told him that he, in fact, did not invent the internet.
Yeah, that, or it had to do with global warming. Who knows? But nonetheless, there you are.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 7th, it's cattle ID options for theft prevention. Livestock theft continues to be a problem, but marking your animals can help prevent it. This class will explore the many identification and theft prevention options available this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Need a little drama in a drab and dark garden? Well, gardener Reach for Mahoney is. Oh, better put your gloves on first. These superstars of the shade mostly have prickly leaves, and they're not timid about proving it. Nonetheless, Mahonias are some of our finest and most curious plants. Mahonias are made for the shade. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's
hardback, every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We're talking about Mahonias being made for the shade, and by and large, that's true. There will be an exception I'll pull out on you later in the program. Leatherleaf Mahonia, Mahonia belii, is in my eye the best of the bunch. Native to China and introduced to the United States just before 1850, leatherleaf Mahonia grows to 4 to 6 feet tall. Its leaves are 12 to 16 inches long. They're blue-gray to light olive green, and each one of their lobes is tipped with a very sharp spine. So the leaves on their own make a stunning landscaping statement. However, this plant dominates its corner of the landscape even more with its unusual growth habit. It branches sparingly, so the main stalks remain completely visible, resembling some type of stiff plume of leaves stuck into the earth. It's related to Nandinas, and that might account for some of that. Leatherleaf Mahonias flower in late winter and into early spring. The blooms are intense greenish-yellow, and they're borne at the ends of the branches. As soon as the petals fall, grape-like clusters of fruit are produced. By the end of the spring and into the summer, those fruit have turned to a metallic blue-gray color. They make a beautiful display against the panels of foliage. The plant just keeps getting better and better as the season progresses. Birds love the fruit, and eventually they'll strip the plants clean. Then you'll have little Mahonias here and there, and that's a good thing. They're not invasive. They're just wonderful. So where do you use a shrub like this most effectively? Well, it's great clustered around the trunks of large shade trees. It's a nice counterpoint to the dark green foliage of hollies. And it's especially striking when you plant it in front of a shady brick or stone wall, especially if that wall is a dark color. As referenced, the one constant that must always be there for it is shade from mid-morning on. It can handle sun till about 8 or 9 in the morning. Oregon grape Mahonia is the other common member of this little clan. Unlike leatherleaf Mahonias, Oregon grape has dark green glossy foliage. It too is a bit prickly, but nothing like the big sister. Oregon grape Mahonia, as you might surmise from its name, is native to the mountains of the Pacific Northwest. In Texas landscapes, it gets 4, maybe 5 feet tall and wide. It needs more moisture, though, in my experience. That's Mahonia aquifolium. Creeping Mahonia, Mahonia repens, is an interesting little plant, and the Mahonia that everybody in Texas knows just about is Mahonia trifoliata. It grows in the sun, and it's agarita. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts before you garden. That'll be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 6:52. Some high school football scores from Friday night. Adam Consolidated rallied to top Waco 35-31. College Station edged Bryan in a thriller 35-34. Runner fell to St. Pius X 49-0, and Brazos Christian rolled over Somerville 59-32. Milano got the best of St. Joe's 41-7, and Allen Academy outdueled Community Christian 51-49. In the college game, Texas A&M pulled off its third straight second-half comeback to top South Carolina 24-17 on Saturday. Senior running back Keith Ford had a big night, running for 70 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Aggies. Meanwhile, freshman Kellen Mond completed 19 of 27 pass attempts for 159 yards, while also racking up 95 yards on the ground. Now, the defense had a big evening as well, getting the Gamecocks quarterback Jake Bentley 7 times, 4 times in the fourth quarter alone. Coach Kevin Sumlin said the Rockets' 12th man had a lot to do with that.
I just want to thank our fans. The third and fourth quarter, I thought our fans impacted the football game. I know that our players felt the energy, particularly defensively. I think that it impacted our opponent and their ability to communicate. You know, I thought our fans were outstanding tonight.
Coach will hope the 12th man is back in force this Saturday when the Aggies take on top-ranked Alabama. To get more of Coach Sumlin's take on the win, as well as the matchup against the Crimson Tide, tune in to the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. The Paris News reports that former Aggie football player and coach Gene Stallings has been hospitalized for what is believed to be a heart attack. This is according to a post from the Lamar Avenue Church of Christ prayer request website via Molly Woodall, a fellow member of the church with Stallings and his wife, Ruth Ann Stallings. Gene Stallings suffered minor strokes in May and August of this year and had to cancel sports-related events he was supposed to speak at in Alabama because of the strokes. Now, in both cases, the strokes were minor and Stallings made a full recovery. The new AP College Football Top 25 poll is out. Leading the way is Alabama, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, and Penn State. Georgia, Washington, Michigan, TCU, Wisconsin, and Ohio State make up 5 through 10. Allie Watt found the net twice, and number 23 Aggie soccer topped Arkansas 2-1 Friday night to move to 3-1 in SEC play. And the ladies will be back in action this evening to host Utah Valley at 7. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, Aggie volleyball picked up its first conference win of the year, blanking Georgia 3-0 Friday night. And top-ranked Texas A&M men's golf currently sits in fourth place following the opening round at the Marquette Intercollegiate yesterday. Deshaun Watson threw for four touchdowns and ran for another as the Houston Texans stomped the Tennessee Titans 57-14 yesterday.
You know, just bringing the energy and leadership to this team. And I try to do that each and every play, make sure we're in the right play, and just kind of continue to grow from there. So I have a long way to go, and, you know, it's still early in my career, and just hope to build on it.
Watson became the first rookie since Fran Tarkenton to throw for four scores and add another on the ground. The 57 points was also a franchise record for Houston, which improves to 2-2 on the year. Up in Arlington, the Los Angeles Rams managed to overcome two first-half touchdowns from Ezekiel Elliott to down the Dallas Cowboys 35-30. Todd Gurley finished with 121 yards rushing and 94 receiving for the Rams, who improved to 3-1 on the year. Meanwhile, the Cowboys fall to 2-2. Now, Monday Night Football this evening has the Washington Redskins paying a visit to the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Houston Astros wrapped up their regular season yesterday with a 4-3 victory over the Boston Red Sox. Now, the Astros will have a couple of days off before kicking off a divisional series against the Red Sox this Thursday. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers finished the year on a low note, falling to the Oakland A's 5-2. Aggie Daniel Mangdon struck out 8 and walked 1 over 7 shutout innings as he helped drop the Rangers' final record to 78-84. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Don't let them throw cans from them old pickup trucks. Don't let them throw bottles and papers and such. Mamas, tell all your babies, don't mess with Texas. Keep your trash off the road, she's a fine yellow rose. Treat Texas like someone you love.
Lucas Nelson with a message from TxDOT.
This year marks the 20th anniversary of the Bush Presidential Library and Museum. Join us on October 20th for two exciting panel discussions called Sharing the Story, Researching the Bush Administration, starting at 1 p.m., and Unlocking the Mystery, Declassifying the Bush Administration Documents, starting at 3 p.m. These engaging and informative panels will take place in the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. These events are free and open to the public, but reservations are required. For more information and to register for these events, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab to make reservations.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Good morning, about a minute till Infomaniac. Axe News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer, Brian in Navasota. So the Texans scored 57 points?
57 points, man.
Jeez.
So they went from being a team that really needed some offensive help to suddenly looking like a juggernaut yesterday.
Where's Brock Osweiler now?
He is back with the Denver Broncos,
is he?
I think. Yeah, he's a backup for him.
Well, that's fine, and we hope all goes well for him, that's for sure. So this Watson guy gives his first paycheck to the custodial staff?
Yeah, I think some of the cafeteria ladies that work, and they had lost their homes or had major damage from Hurricane Harvey.
Wow, and then he goes out and does this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty cool guy.
And I want to say it was $27,000 split three ways, so okay. I'm sure that goes a long ways.
Yeah. With man, that's great. All right, coming up next hour, a poll of the songs that most likely will help you work faster. Huh?
Okay.
Get you ready.
See how that works. You can have that going on in your little cubicle this morning. Look for a high temperature, actually all week long in the upper 80s to near 90. But we got a 20% chance of rain today, 30% tonight. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of rain during the day, and a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night. Right now, we're at 71 degrees. WTA.